Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with highs in the mid-30s. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Attorneys for Brody Merbarger have filed a motion asking for a new trial for their client. On Wednesday, the court scheduled a January 13th hearing on the motion. A jury found Merbarger guilty of first-degree murder after a week-long trial last month in the case charging him with his high school girlfriend's death. The Illinois Attorney General's office assisted with the prosecution and says Merbarger and Nichols were dating and ran away together in the summer of 2014. However, when Merbarger returned home, Nichols did not. In 2017, investigators found traces of Nichols' blood in the trunk of Merbarger's vehicle. Later that year, her body was found buried in a shallow grave in rural Wayne County. Her cause of death has been determined to be probable asphyxiation by homicidal violence. Merbarger was 18, Nichols was 15 at the time of her disappearance. Merbarger was arrested in 2020. More news right after this break.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
You can buy more of what you want when you save on what you need. Save on meal ingredients by shopping Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmi. Little Giant's team of buyers are constantly scanning wholesalers, looking for pantry favorites and meal ingredients at astonishing savings just so you can shop confidently, knowing that you can come in anytime and find great deals from fresh cuts of meat and grocery items to deli, fresh produce, and frozen goods. See just how much more your dollar buys at Little Giant Grocery, Carmi, Illinois.
And now, the rest of the news. The FCHS Board of Education met in special session last night with only one item on the agenda. The board approved an application for an SC maintenance grant for FY23 by unanimous vote. The FCHS Board of Education will hold their regular meeting on Monday, November the 21st at 6 p.m. in the FCHS Study Hall. Items on the agenda include a tax levy presentation for 2022 for taxes payable in 2023. There'll be no vote on the item until December. Other items on the agenda include the 2022 annual summative designation, FCHS dual credit report from IECC, a motion to approve property, casualty, and liability insurance renewal, the weighted grading system, resignation of a paraprofessional, and approval to purchase Chromebooks for FY24. The board is also expected to enter into an executive session for the purposes of personnel matters. Fairfield Public School District 112 will hold their regular meeting of the Board of Education on Monday, November the 21st, at 6 p.m. in the Center Street School Board Room. Some of the items to be covered in the superintendent's report include the revenue to expense report, the tentative tax levy, immunization report, the fire marshal and ROE compliance visit, Illinois report card, and insurance renewal. Action items on the agenda include action on the tentative tax levy and action on insurance renewal. The board will also enter into a closed session to discuss information regarding appointment, employment, retirement, or dismissal of an employee, as well as personnel and collective bargaining matters. Closed session action items will include action on the rehiring of long-term substitutes and action on the memorandum of agreement. A 19-year-old Norris City man is being held without bond after he was arrested in connection with making active shooter threats earlier this week. According to the Harrisburg Police Department, they began conducting an investigation Monday night into the threat of an active shooter. Officers identified the suspect, who allegedly made the threats, as Hunter D. Gross. On November 15th, officers located and arrested Gross without incident. As part of the investigation, a search warrant was executed on a home in White County. Gross is currently being held in the Saline County Detention Center on a no-bond warrant, charging him with making terroristic threats and intimidation. The investigation is currently ongoing, and no further information will be released at this time. The Saline County Sheriff's Office, White County Sheriff's Office, Illinois State Police District 19 Investigations, Saline County State's Attorney's Office, and ILEAS 911 Response Team assisted in the investigation. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Kerry Sutton has announced the results of a distracted driving enforcement program patrol held in Wayne County during the month of November. This program provided extra patrol coverage for ISP officers to focus on saving lives and reducing serious crashes by enforcing distracted driving laws. District 19 wrote 9 citations for handheld phone or device usage, 1 citation for texting while driving, a total of 10 distracted driving citations overall. District 19 wrote a total of 23 citations with 14 written warnings in November. The extra enforcement patrols were made possible by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Additionally, Interim Commander Sutton has released the results of a nighttime enforcement patrol conducted in White and Hamilton counties during November as well. This night patrol allowed the ISP to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking enforcement action in response to impaired driving and occupant restraint violations, especially between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. District 19 wrote 1 citation for occupant restraint offenses, 12 citations for registration offenses, 6 driver's license offenses, and 3 insurance violations. In total, District 19 issued 42 written warnings and issued 9 total citations or arrests. Alcohol and drug impairment are factors in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in Illinois. Over half of all fatal crashes in the state occur at night. The night program allows officers to work even harder at removing dangerously impaired drivers from the roadway and making sure everyone is buckled up. This project is funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation, who reminds the public to drive sober or get pulled over. Alney Central College professor David Denton will appear in 2 upcoming episodes of History's Greatest Mysteries on the History Channel. Hosted and narrated by Lawrence Fishburne, the show delves into a wide range of historically compelling topics and the mysteries surrounding them. Recent episodes featured the Lindbergh baby kidnapping and the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa, as well as the Chicago Tylenol murders. On October the 24th, Denton traveled to California, where the show's producers interviewed him for an episode exploring the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. While in the studio, they also asked him to read dialogue and provide historical context regarding the 1930 disappearance of New York State Supreme Court Justice Joseph Carter. Denton has spent 30 years researching Kennedy's assassination. He's interviewed several people associated with the case and has reviewed hundreds of documents relating to both Kennedy and Lee Harvey Oswald. He's also written numerous articles on the subject and in 2020 published a collection of his works titled Essays on the Assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Denton also has hosted and participated in several conferences exploring the events surrounding Kennedy's death. This month, he'll be the presenter at the annual JFK Assassination Conference in Dallas, Texas. In his interview for History's Greatest Mysteries, Denton shared insights and discoveries made during his extensive research. Among the theories Denton refutes is speculation that foreign governments actively participated in JFK's killing. Denton sent the show's producers two declassified documents which dispute Russian involvement in Kennedy's death. During the taping, Denton also discussed Oswald's involvement. Research has led Denton and others to question the Warren Commission's findings that Oswald acted alone in Kennedy's death. In his interview, Denton also shared research which connects Oswald to Clay Shaw and Jack Ruby, who was arrested for Oswald's murder. The History Channel plans to air the JFK episode in January or February, with the Judge Crater segment to follow in March. With the start of shotgun deer hunting season, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is reminding deer hunters about locations where deer can be tested for chronic wasting disease free of charge. Biologists track the distribution and intensity of chronic wasting disease through testing of hunter-harvested deer. CWD is not known to transmit to humans, but caution is still advised. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention does not recommend consuming CWD-positive venison. Chronic wasting disease is a fatal disease of the central nervous system in deer and elk. Since 2002, when the first deer was diagnosed with chronic wasting disease in Illinois, 150,970 wild deer have been sampled statewide. 1,383 individual deer have been found to be infected. The disease is predominantly found in the northern third of the state. Illinois state lawmakers left Springfield yesterday without taking up changes to the no-cash bail provision of the Safety Act, which begins statewide on January 1st. Leading up to last week's election, Republicans and Democrats alike were talking about possible changes. However, since the election, many lawmakers say the dynamics have changed, therefore no real changes to the legislation is needed. Lawmakers canceled today's session at the state capitol and have adjourned for next week's Thanksgiving break. The veto session will have its final 3 days the following week, beginning November the 29th. October marked the 17th month in a row of job growth in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
The state unemployment rate increased slightly last month from 4.5% to 4.6%, but 3,600 jobs were added, says Illinois Department of Employment Security Director Kristen Richards.
This tells us that payroll job growth has continued to instill further confidence in the Illinois labor market, attracting more people to the labor force and signaling a continued strengthening labor market landscape across the state.
Industries with the biggest job gains include trade, transportation, and utilities, as well as leisure and hospitality. The government sector lost 8,100 jobs over the last month. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
And the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash, east of Fairfield, stands at 5.34 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is currently at 4.42 feet with an 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.43 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.45 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.95 feet. Today's crude oil price is $74.64. down $3.95 from yesterday. The January crude oil price is $81.66, down $2.82 from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Local and area deaths will follow our stock market report update right after this break.
Are you recovering from an injury or illness? Managing a chronic condition like diabetes or heart disease? Wabash General Hospital's registered dietitian, Laura Leakey, has 5 tips for healthier eating. Shop with a grocery list, drink enough water, cook at home more often, and choose more fruits and vegetables. Learn the 5th and much more about Wabash General's nutrition services online at wabashgeneral.com. Phone 263-6448. Wabash General Hospital. People you know. Helping people you love.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 31 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report update, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 33,550, up 3.9 points. The NASDAQ is currently at 11,064, down 79.97. The S&P 500 is currently at 3,950, up 3.47. The price of crude oil is currently $74.64 per barrel, unchanged since this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Jeremy Smith. Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Trey Sterling, 29, of Jeff, died Monday, November the 14th. Visitation will be held today from 1 until 3 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. George Tidwell, 73, of Norris City, died Wednesday, November the 9th. A graveside ceremony will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Powell Cemetery in Norris City. Robert L. Baer, 92, of West Salem, died on November the 14th. Visitation will be today from 10 until noon at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in West Salem, with the funeral to start at noon. Interment will take place in Oak Hill Cemetery in Parkersburg. William Eugene Kays, 89, of Carmi, died Sunday, November the 13th. Funeral services will be held at 2 p.m. on Sunday, November the 20th, at Stendebeck Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be at Big Prairie Cemetery. Visitation is from noon until time of the service on Sunday at the funeral home. Robert D. Walker, 96, of Sisney, died Monday, November the 14th. Visitation will be held on Sunday, November the 20th, from 5 until 7 p.m., at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Funeral will take place on Monday, November the 21st, at 11 a.m., at Elm River Cumberland Presbyterian Church. Burial will take place in Brown Cemetery. Priscilla Dean Northcutt, 81, of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, formerly of Blue Springs, Missouri, died Tuesday, November the 15th. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, November the 22nd, from 10 until 11 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. A celebration of life ceremony will begin at 11 at the funeral home with burial in Elmwood Cemetery. George William Shelby Sr., 87, of West Salem, died on Wednesday, November the 16th. Visitation will be from 10 until noon on Tuesday, November the 22nd, at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in West Salem. Graveside services will be held at Macedonia Cemetery immediately following visitation. Interment will take place in Macedonia Cemetery. Robert E. Duncan, Jr., 66, of Fairfield, died on Wednesday, November the 16th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, November the 22nd, at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. on Monday, November the 21st, at the funeral home. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with highs in the mid-30s. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Time now for a Friday check of sports. The ball that Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge broke the American League home run record with is heading to an auction later this month. Corey Humans, who caught the record-breaking ball on October 4th at Globe Life Field, has decided to sell the ball with Golden Auction House. Humans told ESPN that he already turned down a $3 million offer for the ball, and that he's curious to see what it's worth, who buys it, and what they do with it. Aaron Judge is being named the American League's most valuable player for the 2022 season. The Yankee outfielder led MLB in home runs, RBIs, slugging percentage, on-base percentage, OPS plus, and total bases. Judge's 62 homers broke the AL single-season record set by Roger Maris in 1961. The 30-year-old is the first Yankees outfielder to win an MVP since Mickey Mantle in 1962. Angels two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani and Astros designated hitter Yordan Alvarez were also finalists. Paul Goldschmidt took home the National League MVP honors. The St. Louis Cardinal hit .317 last season with 35 home runs and 115 RBIs. The 34-year-old had a .981 OPS and earned his fifth Silver Slugger last week. Goldschmidt finished as a runner-up in the MVP race twice in his career, once in 2013 and again in 2015. The first baseman beat out fellow teammate Nolan Arenado and San Diego Padre Manny Machado for the award. Russia is taking Brittany Griner to a penal colony in the Mordovia region. Reuters reports the American basketball star was moved to an undisclosed prison location. Griner was sentenced to 9 years in a penal colony on drug charges in August. That came after she was arrested at an airport in Moscow with vape cartridges in her luggage. The Tennessee Titans remain one of the top teams in the NFL after their 27-17 Thursday night football win over the Packers in Green Bay. Ryan Tannehill was incredibly efficient, completing 22 of 27 passes for 333 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. Derrick Henry rushed for 87 yards, along with a touchdown. The running back also threw for a touchdown. The Titans are now 7-3 and have won 7 of their last 8 games. Aaron Rodgers threw for 227 yards and 2 touchdowns in the defeat, which drops Green Bay to 4-7. The Pack have lost 6 of their last 7 games. Cole Hammer is leading the RSM Classic after the opening round. Hammer finished the day with an 8-64. Ben Griffin ended the first round one stroke behind Hammer at 7-under par. Three players finished tied with one another in third place: Justin Suh, Bo Hostler, and Callum Tarran are all six under par. Henrik Norlander, Alex Smalley, and Keith Mitchell will be among the first group of players teeing off in the second round. Taking a look at Thursday's scoreboard in high school basketball, Edwards County defeated Cumberland in JV action 34-11. Edwards County took the victory in varsity play as well, beating Cumberland 54-32. On Thursday night football, it was the Titans over the Packers, 27-17. And in NBA matchups, the Nets beat the Trail Blazers 109-107. The Kings defeated the Spurs 130-112. And the Pistons fell to the Clippers 96-91. In hockey matchups, the Bruins beat the Flyers 4-1. It was the Avalanche over the Hurricanes 3-2 in overtime. The Canadiens fell to the Blue Jackets 6-4. The Stars beat the Panthers 6-4, and the Lightning defeated the Flames 4-1. In overtime, it was the Jersey Devils beating the Maple Leafs 3-2. The Penguins took down the Wild 6-4. The Predators beat the Islanders 5-4, and the Blues defeated the Capitals 5-4 in a shootout. The Ducks fell to the Jets 3-2. The Kraken beat the Rangers 3-2 in overtime. The Knights defeated the Coyotes 4-1, and the Sharks fell to the Red Wings 7-4. In college football, ranked 21 Tulane Green Wave defeated the SMU Mustangs 59-24. And in college basketball, 4th-ranked Kentucky beat South Carolina State 106-63. Number 18 TCU beat UL Monroe 95-60. UC Riverside fell to 9th-ranked Creighton 80-51, and number 12 Arizona beat Utah Tech 104-77. In Brooklyn, New York, it would be Arizona State victorious over 21-ranked Michigan 87-62. In PGA action at the RSM Classic at St. Simons Island in Georgia, Cole Hammer is in first place shooting 8-under, with Ben Griffin following in second at 7-under. Here's a look at today's schedule. In NBA matchups, the Heat will play the Wizards. The Hornets take on the Cavaliers. The Bucks are at Philadelphia, and the Bulls play the Magic. It's the Pacers taking on the Rockets. The Thunder face the Grizzlies. The Nuggets are in action against the Mavericks, and the Celtics take on the Pelicans. The Suns will play the Jazz. The Knicks play the Warriors, and the Pistons face off against the Lakers. In hockey, the Kings are in Vancouver to take on the Canucks. In college basketball action, it's number 13 Indiana at Xavier. Number 6 Baylor host number 16 Virginia. Number 8 Duke is in play against Delaware, and Southern Utah heads to Kansas. Auburn will host Texas Southern. Number 16 Alabama goes up against Jacksonville State. It's Illinois facing UCLA. Michigan State takes on Villanova. And the PGA RSM Classic at St. Simons Island in Georgia continues today as well. That's a Friday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Sunny skies are in the forecast through midweek next week. Today shows highs near 34. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with a low near 15. Saturday's high will be 41 with an overnight low of 12. Sunday shows highs around 36 with lows around 22. And Monday, highs will reach near 50, lows around 27.